Much love and blessings indeed on this beautiful rainy night in Madrid. I'm so happy and grateful to get to tell you my story. I moved to United States at the age of 18 for a university degree. And I studied psychology and business management. I get to have lunch and met Warren Buffett at the age of 21. Through my school. And it was exactly that year that my school had changed the president, and she had worked with Warren Buffett before in 2008 during the financial crisis, because she was the head of the FIDC or something like that. And I graduated and moved to Los Angeles when I was 22 years old. I was doing an internship at this international education startup. It was fun and I learned a lot. I will never forget how by showing love and coming from the heart that you could truly touch someone's life. Because I was managing those study abroad programs, but also I was teaching once in a while those young students about American culture. I was playing Michael Jackson, Heal the World, and explain them word by word, sentence by sentence, what he meant. And shortly after I quit that job, and shortly after I quit my job, and that, which is my last job, to pursue the path of entrepreneurship, I saved up some money, but I invested all of them into this Forbes 30 Under 30 event in Boston. And when I was there, they have many networking events. I was just being myself, talking to everybody, talking about ideas and vibing. I connected with somebody in the blockchain space. And he said, "Where are you based?" I told him Los Angeles. He said, "No way. I'm actually doing a meetup in Santa Monica. You should come by." And I went there, beautiful rooftop, nice people. And I met somebody else, another nice friend. He kindly invited me to another crypto event. It's way bigger, in the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica. And the next day, when I'm waiting in line, excited, as someone was waiting in line in front of me, he turned around and made a comment about my outfit. And we connected, we become friends. Fast forward a month later, we decided to start this meetup called Blockchain Beach together. And who would have thought? Just something we decided to do for fun, to educate others, became the fastest growing blockchain service on the West Coast. And it was exactly on the third meetup. We had an office at WeWork and we get to use their common space, which is massive because it's a WeWork by the LAX airport in Playa del Rey. It was at that event that the WeWork people told us, "Sorry, we cannot let any more people come in." And I asked them, "What do you mean?" He said, "It was because it's over capacity, so people have to wait in a lobby." It was exactly that day that completely changed my life for two reasons. Because that's the day we decided to take this blockchain meetup seriously and turn it into a company. And also, it was that day I have met two young men that walked into my life as well. Their name is Donna and Hila. And we've been friends ever since then. And 2 years later, I decided to join their fashion startup, which is called Don Kaka, which I am so proud and so happy to be a part of. Let's fast forward the end of 2018. My visa expired. Then I moved back to Beijing to refocus, to center myself, to learn, to educate, to meditate. I moved to Spain at the end of 2019 to start everything all over again. And I always know that I'm here for a reason. And then pandemic hits. Because my mom is a doctor in China, she told me about pandemic ahead of time. And I was talking to my designer every single day about it. So we decided to start design and released the mask 2 weeks before the pandemic even hit the Western world. And which for us last year, we did not had a slow time at all for us to serve the world and to solidify our position in the fashion world. And now we're the first fashion designer brand in the world to use NFT to release our latest collection. And that's why, or part of the reason I'm recording this podcast, telling this story. Life is so unique and fun. Just really follow your heart, follow your intuition. And don't be afraid to jump into opportunities, because opportunities and relationships are like doors. And they might not lead you to where you want to be from an ego standpoint, but they might very much so lead you to where you're really meant to be. With the most humble intention, thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you soon.